You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
On the mic so clear, talking sports and the games we share, women and politics swirl in the air, Milwaukee nights he's always there, Monday through Friday he owns the wave, stories of the city where passion stays, from the chorus to the fields and city streets, Kyle's voice is the rhythm that repeats, tune in now, don't miss the vibe, Milwaukee's heartbeat on the line. Sports and women, politics too. Kyle's show is the life we pursue. He dives deep into the city, so from the Bucks to the Brewers, he plays his role. Breaking news and a witty spin, Kyle Wallace knows where to begin. Milwaukee skyline lights the dark. Every word hits like a spark. He's the pulse of the city's grind. Heartbeat on the line. Sports and women, politics too. Kyle's show is the life we pursue.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can watch and stream us live by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, where y'all can give us a like And you can give us a subscribe as well on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And make sure if y'all want to chime in on today's conversation, it's easy to do that at 833-212-1017. That is 833-212-1017. Shout out to my producer, Rhea Riley, holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Hello, hello.
And shout out to y'all, Truth Nation. Now, today, Truth Nation, I'm representing the Milwaukee Brewers. This slick, ain't it, Rhea?
The shirt you got on?
The shirt I got on, slick as hell, ain't it? I used to wear it during the summertime. I had my chest out because I don't wear undershirts, nor do I wear beaters. So I had my chest all out. I felt good, but yeah, I feel good supporting the Milwaukee Brewers today as the Milwaukee Brewers head out to L.A. for Game 3 of the NLCS Series. Now, the reason why I wore this is because I support the Brewers, and on game day, I'm gonna wear Brewers stuff during the playoffs, but oh, I forgot my hat up, so I had to grab my hat as well. If y'all want tickets to hopefully Game 6, go to Brewers.com/tickets, or they have a watch party as well for the Milwaukee Brewers as we cheer them on. Now, also with this, it's related, but it's not related to the organization, but related to some of the actions and some of the behavior of folks who live here in the state of Wisconsin. Now that has something to do with just going to a baseball game. Now, race relations, tension, and animosity right now, I would say Truth Nation, and many of us will agree, are truly at all-time high. I mean, well, I shouldn't say all-time high, at a high. Because at all time, I would say race relations back in the civil rights era was probably a little bit more tension during that, but it's high right now. It's high. And a year ago, when we were talking about, during the election, we were focused on grocery prices. We were focused on gas prices, day-to-day living, some folks' trans issues. But now today we are having a discussion where a lot of the focus is on ICE. What is the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency doing? What are they doing? ICE. Focus on some of the racist comments that are coming from the Young Republicans organization or farmers losing money. Like, that is what a lot of the conversation has been focused on of late. In this country, to me, and I think to many of you listening here in Truth Nation, this country is going in a wrong direction. It's going in a direction where hateful comments have been on the rise. And again, I think this is something with the election of Donald Trump in 2016, where he can openly speak his mind and be offensive. Because remember, he said Mexicans are rapists, they're killing people, they're murdering people, even though the FBI statistics would tell you it's different than that. But that is what he said, and he still got elected. So at that point, I feel like people felt emboldened to speak out. And I was very concerned about the kids who were in middle school at the time or high school, elementary school in 2016, 17, 18, 19, during that first term, what type of content they were taking on and what their reality of what the world, how they saw this world would be, their sensitivities being lacking thereof. And I'm a proud Brewers fan, but I fully do understand the state that I live in. I love being from Wisconsin, but I also understand that Wisconsin is a state that is very, very white. And I understand what comes along with being a Wisconsinite, and especially when it comes to individuals that enjoy to go to Brewers games. See, people around this state and people in general are extremely insensitive, and some people look down upon others simply because of the color of their skin. Not the content of the character, but the color of their skin, nothing else. And at Game 2 of the NLCS, where the Milwaukee Brewers took on the Dodgers. The Dodgers, they were beating up on the Brewers a little bit. We were down a couple runs in that game. And just like any fan at any sporting event, because fans are fanatics, they buy into their team. And when their team is winning, sometimes you chirp people. Sometimes you gloat a little bit. This is what happens at games. But we have to remember as adults or children that we are watching a game. In this case of baseball, they are watching grown men take a piece of wood and try to swing it to hit a ball as far as they can, though nobody can catch it and get them out. That is what they are watching. This is not life or death. This is something fun. It's nothing worth getting that mad about. But sometimes emotions do run high, and that's just human nature. I get it. We've all been there before, especially with our sporting teams. I get a little emotional sometimes. I don't ruffle some feathers. I done had some people reach out to me before who may or may not, you know, be connected to the different sports leagues about my emotions. But, I say I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrespect you, but that's what it is. It's a cordial conversation, nothing to offend anybody. But what we saw on Tuesday night What we saw on Tuesday night was a white woman who had had enough of a Hispanic man chirping her about the Brewers losing. And I want y'all to go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where WISN has a story about this white woman who had had enough of this Hispanic man chirping her, and she was going to tell him how she really felt. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear from WISN 12.
Tonight, caught on camera at last night's Brewers game, a woman threatens to call Immigration and Customs Enforcement on a Dodgers fan.
You know what? Let's call ICE.
Call ICE. I'm a U.S. citizen. We're a veteran, baby girl. We're a veteran. Two wars.
Tonight, the man recording that video speaking to 12 News. TJ Dysart leads us off outside of American Family Field with that video and the fallout that we've seen from it. TJ?
Yeah, Blake, that man says he is a U.S. citizen and a military veteran. He says this all started as friendly banter between him and Brewers fans here in his section here at the ballpark last night. He says that that one fan took things way too far.
Dodgers superfan Ricardo Fasato behind the camera Tuesday night during game two of the NLCS in Milwaukee.
You see the excitement of the fans. And they let me know where I was at. So it was cool, playful. Yeah, like you said, it was baseball.
Later, he records the Dodgers take a 3-1 lead.
I'm gonna start cheering, clapping, doing what Dodger fans do.
Why is everybody quiet? What is this?
That's when Fasato says a woman wearing a Brewers shirt said this.
You know what? Let's call ICE.
Call ICE. I'm a U.S. citizen. We're a veteran, baby girl. We're a veteran. Two wars.
The woman appears to swing at the camera.
Good luck.
Fasato admits after the swing, he called the woman an expletive off camera. He says security then kicked him out of the stadium. Since then, the video and the woman's comments have been viewed on social media more than 2 million times.
It just shows the level of where a person's heart is and how she really feels as a human being.
12 News confirmed the woman is Shannon Kablarczyk, an attorney at Milwaukee-based staffing firm Manpower. The company told 12 News Wednesday, quote, "As soon as we became aware of this video, the individual was placed on immediate leave, and we began an investigation. As a result of this process, the employee is no longer with the organization." Make-A-Wish Wisconsin said, quote, "Shannon resigned from our board of directors this afternoon, effective immediately." Kablarczyk declined to comment for this story.
Call ICE.
Fasato says he didn't intend for the video to go viral, but says all there is left to do is carry on.
Her heart is where it's at. I can't do anything about it. Nothing that I say will change her thoughts about me.
Now, TJ, thank you so much to WISN 12. And I guess little Karen there is out of there. She's out. Rightfully so. Brother, that boy, that man there, Ricardo said, listen, I don't care. They kicked me out. Oh, well, I had a good time. My team won. I don't care. But thank goodness that this lady was fired. Shout out to Manpower. Shout out to Make-A-Wish Foundation, because she got exactly what she deserved. She made offensive comments, and now she has lost her position on the board and her job at Manpower. And I am happy she got caught. And I want more people like her to be exposed, for how they really feel. Because if there's one thing that's coming out of this Trump administration and the ICE stuff, is that when these folks feel emboldened to speak their minds or say things while you're being recorded on camera, then I want them to face the consequences. Keep coming out the darkness. Come on. Let us see your true colors. Keep offending people so we can make sure that you get up out of that job or out of wherever the hell you at. I hope she gets banned from American Family Field and can never go to another Brewers game a day in her life. That is what my hope is. But outside of this, I want this to be a wake-up call for everyone on what is happening in our country with these ICE raids and why they are so dangerous. And why they are so offensive. We live in a country where you're seeing there are so many heartless individuals. How do we see American citizens? Because Ricardo was an American citizen and a war veteran who served in two wars, more than what that woman has done. How can we see American citizens get racially profiled and not be completely appalled by that? We should be disgusted by this, because the behavior of that Karen that we saw on video And hopefully they take all her Brewers stuff, because she ain't good enough to wear it. She doesn't represent Brewers fans the way I think they should be represented. But this type of behavior is despicable. But the threat of people being racially profiled is extremely high right now. And unfortunately, we live in a country that we have a government that is co-signing racial profiling, racial discrimination. That is exactly what was on display. That was racial discrimination. To look at somebody and try to say, oh, let me try to hurt you by saying I'm going to call ICE is offensive. This ICE stuff is getting out of control. And there are so many stories of people being falsely apprehended by ICE because they look like they fit the description of being an illegal immigrant. See, this summer, Truth Nation, a 15-year-old American boy, child, a student, high school student with disabilities, was arrested outside of his school. A 15-year-old with disabilities was arrested outside of his school because they assumed he was a gang member. Do we understand how traumatizing it can be to be arrested? I, once in my life, almost had cuffs put on me. It was nonsense. I was like 21 outside of a bar on North Street. They accused me of doing something and the police came. And I remember when they said, hey, we got to talk to you. And it was the police. I was like, about what? They said something happened back at this bar and we want to talk to you. I said, okay. And then they're like, can you get in the car? And I was like, y'all not going to arrest me, are y'all? They said, no, just get in the back of the car. I was young. I was drunk. I didn't do anything wrong, but I was just around. And so, but with that, I didn't want to get arrested because that would have been traumatizing. And so what I am saying is that now a 15-year-old who has disabilities and was just trying to go to school was apprehended and has to deal with the trauma because they assumed that he was a gang member. He fit the description. Now, on top of that, just recently, the Chicago Marathon went on. I'll never run a marathon a day in my life. No interest whatsoever. But the marathon took place, and I know someone who knows someone that ran the marathon. And what they were told was, is with this marathon, they were told, if you look a certain way, you want to probably bring your paperwork. You probably want to bring your birth certificate. This lady was Mexican and was told by the organizers of the Chicago Marathon that it would be in their best interest to bring their birth certificate to ensure that their safety in case they are harassed or potentially apprehended by ICE while running the Chicago Marathon. You can't look the part and not be harassed in Chicago right now. Can y'all imagine coming to work and being told to bring your birth certificate? How many people can find a birth certificate like that? Some people ain't got to go downtown to go get it, but they are telling last week for the Chicago Marathon individuals that who are brown individuals to bring paperwork. Y'all, this is a problem. There are countless stories of this inhumane treatment that American citizens are going through right now, and we must understand that they are not just targeting criminals. They are targeting and racially profiling brown people. When a marathon tells you you need to bring a birth certificate, that's not a good sign of the times inside of our country. And the fact that even if you are an illegal immigrant, you still have due process because you are on American soil is something that a lot of people don't understand. We are living through a historical time, Truth Nation, in America, that 30 from 50 years from now, they will be in textbooks. And many people, when they are young reading these textbooks, will not understand how so many people were on the wrong side of history. So many people will not understand how Americans allowed for this to happen. And so as we move on and as this isn't going anywhere. It's really not. Y'all need to make a decision of what part of history will you stand on? What side will you stand on? Because the excuse people used for back in the day was, oh, it was a sign of the times. Not now, sign of the times. Not now, bull crap. Don't let 60-year-old Kyle look at a textbook and hear some of these folks talking about, oh, times were different. Hell no, they weren't. A lot of people was up in arms over what they was doing. I'm going to call bull crap. So I think this is a moment in history where we need to understand, yes, when you, if you ask me how I feel about immigration, absolutely not. If you are not here legally in this country, there needs to be a process so you can leave and then try to come back legally. But what is happening right now is inhumane. And what we have to understand is that when you get on American soil, whether you are an American citizen or not, you are due process. And we must understand that. We have to push back against this stuff that is happening. I've talked about it before, and I don't understand why more people aren't outraged in the black community. Black children were zip-tied outside of their homes and their apartment buildings for something they had nothing to do with. They zip-tied black kids. They traumatized our children, and not enough people are outraged. But 833-212-1017. I just had to bring this up because I love my Milwaukee Brewers. And that white lady embarrassed Milwaukee, and she embarrassed the state of Wisconsin. So now 2 million people on social media think this is a depiction of what our city is about and what our state is about. And it pisses me off. But Truth Nation, on the other side, when we come back, there was some legislation that was passed. And it looks like reckless driving may be getting curbed in our community. I'll talk about the red light cameras and people getting told coming up next. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. I'll take your calls and texts coming up on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. The Truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School football. Friday night, the Marquette Hilltoppers take on their rival, the Germantown Warhawks. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m., and Friday Night Football and The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Y'all can call in, chime in at 833-212-1017. On the other end, I get mad about stuff. I get too upset. Was I too much? Was too much? I'm telling you, if I had an After Dark show, I would have called her all types of names. It really made me mad, man. I don't like seeing people being treated like that.
It made me laugh.
Yeah, I mean, well, she did look like a Karen. That damn bob, that haircut, like, damn.
She looked exactly how I thought she was
looked
look.
Exactly. What's going? What when they cut the hair like that? What goes to these people's minds? Why? Like for real? Hell no. When I was out here in these streets, I wasn't even attracted to women who look like that. That cut like that. But I would say stay away from me. Keep all that Karen energy away from me.
Got that John and Kate plus eight hair.
Yeah. Ugh. Yuck. But 833-212-1017, again, that is the Truth Talking text line. Make sure y'all watch and stream us live on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And I'm excited about this conversation today, not because of the fact that, you know, it's, you know, that people are going to have some punitive measures coming, but simply because I believe the roads in Milwaukee are going to be safer. See, Milwaukee is finally having the ability to make real change to curb reckless driving in our community. Instead of debating nonsense like they did a couple days ago, they actually, at the state capitol, did something that was needed, and they had bipartisanship, which is we need much more of that, to make lives for Wisconsinites better and roads safer. See, that is exactly what was delivered last week and again this week, as some new laws and rules will be passed soon that will positively impact Milwaukee. And what I'm talking about specifically is the red light cameras that could be coming to the city of Milwaukee. Now, as someone who sometimes, yes, I admit it, sometimes I miss time lights. We all do it. Sometimes I'm driving and it's yellow and I think I can get through it and then it goes red. And I say, uh-oh. and I go through the light. Listen, I hand up, I've done it. And some of y'all listening, if y'all looking at me like I'm a bad person or a bad driver, y'all done did it too. Ain't nobody ever missed time to not miss time. Rhea, you've run through a red light before an accident. It happens. It happens. And so with that, though, Truth Nation, I'm actually happy that Mayor Cavalier Johnson and that State Senator Dora Drake in the Wisconsin legislatures is actually working on something to make our lives better, to make our roads safer, to reduce reckless driving in our communities. Now, with this new law that is coming, the Wisconsin state law currently prohibits the use of cameras at stoplights. So what these cameras do when they finally get them, because you can't have red light cameras at stoplights, but what these cameras would do is they would snap a photo of vehicles that run a red light or are speeding. And it is a way to get people to be more mindful of the traffic laws, but currently they are illegal in the state of Wisconsin. And that's why it is so important that people like Mayor Cavalier Johnson and State Senator Dora Drake are working to try to make sure that a law that would allow for Milwaukee to get red light cameras can get passed, a bill to get passed and go into law. Now, shout out to Dora Drake for joining Dr. Ken Harris last Monday to discuss this. And she was able to introduce the bill last week as well. And hopefully this bill gets passed and this will be a positive for our city. See, Dora Drake stated why she wanted to get this bill enacted was because she wanted to change the danger habits that you see so many people have on our roads. She wants to ensure that everybody, regardless of where they live, can cross the street or drive to work, school, or church without fear. Listen, shout out to LaTanya Johnson. Shout out to Dora Drake, because these two women from Milwaukee, representing Milwaukee, are doing a very good job of advocating for us here in Milwaukee. That is something I appreciate. But 833-212-1017, are y'all in agreement with this? Do you all believe that getting red light cameras would stop the reckless driving that we are seeing? Again, 833-212-1017. I personally believe that this is a great idea. And when I look at the Vision Zero construction that's currently going on in our city, some of that funding from Trump getting cut, and I'm not a fan of Trump cutting funding, and I haven't read the full article, but if it's going to slow down some of these bump outs that I'm not a fan of, I ain't too against it. Because I'm not the biggest fan of the bump outs all over the city. As part of the calming projects that they have, I can't stand them. And I thought it was a bad idea, but I will say, based off the data, they claim that it is helping curb some reckless driving, even though the numbers have gone down, but the reckless driving is still high. And so when I think about these red light cameras, though, I do believe that it will serve a better purpose to our community. I really am hopeful for these red light cameras and what they can do. And again, I am someone who I've admitted that I've run red lights on accident most times on accident. I'm not egregious now. I ain't sitting at a red light, look left, look right, didn't run it. It's usually rolling through. And as somebody who could potentially face penalty, because say I do roll through it and it goes from yellow to red and I roll through it, I may face penalties for making that poor decision. I'm going to have to think twice when I see a yellow light. I may need to stop. But as somebody who is big on accountability, I do believe that this is worth it. If I get a ticket for breaking the law, well, hell, let it be. Let it be. Because that would be worth saving lives, and that would be worth us not having as much reckless driving happening on our streets. And what I do not understand is why anyone would be against us getting red light cameras in our community. And to make things even better as well, Truth Nation, the state has also gotten a bill that should be passed soon by Tony Evers that would allow for reckless drivers to be towed. Yes, your car could be towed. We'll talk about that in a little bit more on the other side, because the red light cameras, y'all should have heard that story. I know Ken has somebody on. I believe Tori talked about it. That is a story that we have talked about. But just yesterday, the Milwaukee Common Council, Lamont Westmoreland, Scott Spiker, Jose Perez, they had a press conference where they were applauding the state capitol here and applauding Tony Evers for what he will soon sign, which will lead to more punitive consequences for many folks who are driving recklessly. We're going to talk about this and more on the other side, but if you have any thoughts, if you have any comments about red light cameras, 833-212-1017, I want to hear from you. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace, and y'all better slow down or that car might get not just towed, that car might get destroyed. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. I'll have more on the other side.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. Oh, wow, there's more papers in here than I thought. One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, make sure you make one call, that's all, because Gruber Law Offices will take care of the rest. And what I love about him is, man, listen, I was with Steve Gruber, the son of David. I was with Steve last night. Man, he's so cool. But he stands up for people just like his father did. So I'm telling y'all, they provide the best care, the best service, and the best representation because they truly care. But it is exactly what their priorities are. And remember, there's no fee, no cost to call them, consult with them, or retain them as a law firm. You never pay a single penny until they win your case. So get with the winning law firm today by simply going to gruber-law.com. That's gruber-law.com. Or you already know, you can make one call, that's all, at 414-276-6666. That's 414-276-6666. It's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017, The Truth. You can call in, text in at 833-212-1017. On top of that, you can also watch and stream us live on YouTube. That's 1017, The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, give us a subscribe. And we're having a conversation talking about the red light cameras. I am excited that the city of Milwaukee finally has an opportunity to put in red light cameras that has punitive, you know, punishment for those who run red lights. And again, I have admitted, I'm a person who has run a red light before, and I would not be happy about getting a ticket. But if this can make people think twice about running through red lights, that's great. Now, I will say this, is that it's going to stop, it's going to curb accidents, but there's going to be some accidents that happen because if you stop on a dime and a person behind you is not paying attention, somebody may get a fender bender from the back. I'm going to admit that. Like, that is going to happen. There's going to be news stories. They're not even not news stories, but there's going to be conversations about the fact somebody ran into the back of me because they was, you know, I stopped on a dime because I didn't want to miss this light. I didn't want to run this light. But I do think it is positive. I see the callers on the line. We're going to get to y'all. But in addition to that, a double whammy. Boy, oh boy, I love the city right now. There was also yesterday breaking news that people who are reckless drivers, people who are speeding, and they get pulled over by the police, or their vehicle gets pulled over by the police, your vehicle can now get towed. They got rid of all the red tape, so now if somebody is recklessly driving, the vehicle can get towed. But then on top of that, not only can your vehicle get towed, your vehicle after 90 days can get crushed. Some of y'all may say, oh, that's tough. I say, hell yeah. But go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube because WISN has the story, the second one. I sent Rhea a lot of stuff, and so I sent her a link for it. But basically, and we may not even need it, Rhea, but we definitely get it up. That's the one. It's a Fox 6 Milwaukee that will talk about the towing of cars and why aldermen and alderwomen in the community and why the state is 100% behind this. It got bipartisan support because they're trying to target dangerous drivers and they want to get them off the road. So go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, potentially here. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. But while Rhea gets that set up, you think you're good to go? Should I take the call, Rhea? We're doing this on air. It's live radio. Take the call. All right, well, 833-212-1017. We come back. We'll get to that. But first, we want to take the call. Al in Sherman Park, what are your thoughts on red light cameras? You think they're what?
I think they're a cash grab because you get stuck in that middle turn lane on yellow, and you're going through on yellow, it's going to be your car getting a ticket. So that's why I think it's a cash grab, unless they can prove to me that anywhere they have the flashing yellow arrows, they turn those to solid greens and yellows and reds and don't give tickets at those intersections. I'm going to still believe it's a cash grab. And
yeah,
we'll be getting rid of Dora Drake just like.
Whoa, you don't like Dora Drake?
There was a time when mothers against drunk driving was a big thing until they started doing all the extra, changing the bar hours. Because, you know, you used to close bars at 3:30, but mothers against drunk driving pushed through that they closed earlier at 2 and 2:30.
Now, can I ask you a question? Uh-huh. So you're telling me that because with the yellow light, I think you make a very valid point about you being in, you're in the turning lane at a yellow light. They definitely need to find a remedy for that. If you get a ticket, you can hopefully send it in and say, hey, the picture shows I'm in the middle. I'm just turning. But other than that, outside of that, I mean, you not for this? You talking about trying to get rid of Dora Drake over her trying to curb reckless driving in our community that you and I both know is a problem?
Well, because guess what? The stolen cars are still going to go through. The speed chases are still going to go through. It's going to be the honest people who got stuck on stale yellow who are going to get all the tickets.
It might, but wait a minute. You think, so, okay, really quickly. You think people who, the only people that run red lights are people in stolen cars?
There's like obvious run red light, like the light is red and then you go through. And then there's the light that's yellow and you're going through while it's turning red. Those are the people getting tickets, and it's going to be everywhere because, you know, the city don't have common sense. You see where they put all those bump outs all over the city. They don't have common sense. It'll be cash grab.
Okay, I feel you. All right. Well, 833-212-1017. Miss Sandra, what are your thoughts about red light cameras?
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Miss Sandra.
I do not like spy cameras because that's what they are, and this ain't going to only be the only thing. That's why Trump is putting his military down in each city, especially Democratic City. So we always, in this city, we always pay the most taxes. We get the least back. Then there's no money for this, but yet they're going to jack up, you know, this on your taxes again. I don't like this because Chicago's got them, and they got, they got squashed, too, because they were getting those red light cameras before the light could, like they'd be in the intersection on yellow, but it turned red on them real fast. And then their buddies got the contract. You know, the political buddies got the contract. So naturally, they're going to try to leak every blood they can get out of us. I do not like spy machines and the machines. Spy machines need to be on them. They're not
okay.
doing their job. This
Ms.
city has been a wreck
Ms.
for
Sandra,
years.
I love you. I love you. I really do. But before we let you go, Ms. Sanders, so what do you care more about, getting spied on at a stoplight or these fools driving recklessly?
Look, I care about the schools fair enough to give them some sense to not drive reckless. I care about the schools fair enough so they can have a career. I care about that.
Okay.
You go spy on them, them politicians like Trump, tearing down everything that would make people human. That's what I don't like.
Ms. Sandra, I had to shut up. I looked at Rhea and said, oh, she's snapping. Let me go ahead and just be quiet. Miss Sandra said, I want this. I don't like that. I said, okay. All right, Miss Sandra. I hear you, queen. I mean, I ain't mad at her.
And
I just,
we're looking at what?
I just, when I see I'm shocked at the pushback. I am actually very shocked, Rhea. I thought everybody was going to be 100% on board with this. But 833-212-1017, I guess the question is, do you all want red light cameras here in the city of Milwaukee? Do you think red light cameras will actually curb reckless driving? 833-212-1017. Alan Milwaukee said, no, no, no. And also Miss Sandra said, absolutely not. But next we have on the line, Rhea, just tell me in my ear who it is. Oh, we don't even know. It's all good. But again, Truth Nation, I'm actually very surprised by this because for me, as someone who, I may end up getting a ticket one day because I went through a yellow to a red, or for folks who are nervous about that, maybe, just maybe, when you see the light go from green to yellow and you have to drive to get there, maybe I have a suggestion. Maybe we just stop. Maybe we just say, okay, let me just be on the safer side, more safe than sorry. Let me just stop. Just because it's still yellow and I, you know, maybe I'm stopped for a second, you know, maybe that's not worth me getting a $100-some ticket. I'm just saying, maybe this is good because it's changing our driving habits. But 833-212-1017, Char in Milwaukee, how do you feel about these red light cameras?
I'm 100% for them. I'm from New York City originally. New York, there are cameras everywhere. You can't go nowhere without a camera taking your picture. So if you don't want a camera to take your picture, don't go out in public. That's number one. Number two, driving is not a right. It's a privilege bestowed on you by the state with a certain set of circumstances. And if you can't meet them circumstances, you have no right to drive. So get on the bus or get you an Uber or do whatever you want. People are forgetting. Don't get your law and legal advice off of social media and Facebook. Driving is not a right.
Yeah.
You know, you mess it up, you're gone. And I love the idea. If you're not doing nothing, why are you afraid of a camera?
That's what I'm saying.
Cameras everywhere anyway.
Dude, we had,
you know?
Thank you so much, Shark. I mean, that's my whole thing. Again, it's like, do y'all realize the facial recognition technology that is out there? There is literally when y'all drive on the freeway, they got cameras out there. There's cameras. People got Ring cameras. Matter of fact, unfortunately, last week, the whole story and conversation about the road rage situation that happened between an off-duty officer and a Milwaukeean, the people were outraged because what they saw was on a Ring camera. So you were being recorded on a Ring camera. And y'all realize that Ring camera information and data gets sold to somebody. So I'm just telling y'all, if y'all are nervous about too many people surveillance, and that, it's over. It's over. I gave them this information. I have something called Global Entry. So whenever it's so crazy. Whenever I travel and I come back to the United States, I just look into a camera. It goes bing. And then I walk by and a gentleman says, "Welcome back, Kyle Wallace." I said, "Oh, wow, this is great. It's great for me to get through." But they really looking at me just befuddled, but I mean, they have your face too. Everybody that's calling in, more than likely your face, the government got your face. 833-212-1017. Sharice in Milwaukee, how do you feel about red light cameras?
Hi, I'm calling to say that red light is like being a restaurant owner and becoming a lawyer. Like, I wouldn't trust that type of lawyer, first and foremost. Second, like that other caller said, it is a money grab. Why don't they want to use things that are tangible? Tangible. It's supposed to be referred to the DA's office. They're not doing that. They're leaving stuff to be left up to the discretion of officers. The officers are, because they know this person, they're not going to give them a ticket and all this riffraff. You know, shout out to the Senate. Shout out to Donovan. Because I am about that action, went to the city of Milwaukee, went to my local alderman people, and they shunned me. Oh, you know what? That's going to be too much. Oh, you know, just excuses. So I went to the Senate, okay? And I said, is it possible? You know, they didn't take all my ideas, but they took that one idea. So hopefully the governor will sign off on it. But there's another Senate person that wants to put devices in the vehicles of the reckless drivers, right?
Okay. Yep, Sharice, I'm sorry. We got to keep moving. We don't have too much time, but I appreciate where you were going. That sounded great. I'm going to look into the devices. Mike, Security Mike, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What are your thoughts on reckless driving and red light cameras?
Hey, I go along with it because that should bring in some more revenue for the city because you got these so-called responsible drivers that's running lights too. It's not just the car thieves. You got regular people out here that got license, that's insurance and everything, and they running lights and they reckless driving too. So yeah, they bring in that revenue.
Bring in that revenue, Security Mike says. I 100% more so. I mean, I'm not really thinking about the revenue, but that is a benefit. But more importantly, I just want it to be punitive. Y'all know I fainted. I told people I fainted on a plane, right? Did I say that? I fainted on a plane. And guess what? I learned my lesson. Kyle, when you travel, don't be cheap. Eat, boy, eat. Drink the juice. Pay the money you need to in order to make sure you don't faint on no plane no more. But 833-212-1017. On the other side, I'll share my final thoughts. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. And I'll let y'all know why I think it is foolish for us not to be advocating and standing behind our politicians when they are actually trying to put something in place that could make our lives better, make our lives safer, and have a long-term positive impact for our city. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll have more on the other side, but before I do, Truth Nation, the countdown is on for the second annual Truth Summit happening Saturday, November 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Thrive on King. This is a free in-person event which brings together bold voices and sharp minds to tackle Milwaukee's biggest challenges, from healthcare disparities to fixing our broken education pipeline. Dr. Ken Harris leads the charge with expert guests and real talk you won't want to miss. So lock in your seat now by visiting 1017thetruthsummit.com. That's 1017thetruthsummit.com. And this is all presented by 1MKE and Thrive on King.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
One, two, three, ho!
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am Kyle Wallace, your host of Truth to Power. And we're having a conversation about why I believe red light cameras are necessary. They're extremely necessary for us to be able to help curb the violence. I mean, the reckless driving, because listen, the bump outs, I'm not the biggest fan of that. I feel like the bump outs, you can still drive around now. You can still drive recklessly. But anything that could potentially be something that will make people hesitate about speeding down the street, anything that would make somebody hesitate about running a red light, I am all for. I'm 100% for something that could potentially deter people from making poor decisions and risking other people's lives. And with that, we all know, well, you may not know, if you look at the studies, red light cameras are effective in curbing reckless driving. Now, this is a city that has quite the problem. I mean, and quite the problem where we're talking about, you have, you know, traffic crashes in the city of Milwaukee just in 2021 was 19,500 and decreased in 2023 to 16,600. And when you talk about fatalities, the total number of traffic deaths in the county rose by 113% from 2002 to 2022. That is a big jump. You're talking about traffic deaths going up 100%+. Meanwhile, in a span of 20 years, meanwhile, across the rest of the state of Wisconsin, the trend went an opposite direction. We have to understand, we got a whole bunch of folks who are driving who don't care about other people the way that they should. And if the only way, or one of the ways, one of the tools that we can utilize is red light cameras, then we got to suck it up as a community and understand that it is for the betterment of all. If we see a reduction of even just 5% from reckless driving because of the red light cameras, good. Because that means a life was saved. And that's what matters to me, and that's what should matter to us as well. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. I appreciate y'all listening and chiming in. But peace out. Tomorrow's Friday. We're going to have some fun. I'll see y'all tomorrow, Truth Nation. Thank y'all.
Come in with straight truth.
If you acted up, if you were out here doing any kind of foolishness or just something that people know would make your family's name